This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Today we're talking all about what the heck this podcast is all about and why it started, as well as how you can get the most out of these episodes. After 17 years of creating and leading businesses, teams, and projects worldwide, I discovered the formula for creating closeness, connection, and a feeling of belonging in my business, my team, and my family. Imagine a world where we all feel supported to live our best lives and to be the best that each one of us can be. Imagine having the kind of support system in place for you, your friends, your family, and the people that you work with where this is possible. Imagine being able to experience a sense of family in the best sense of that word everywhere that's important to us, so that our longing to be seen, supported, and encouraged is met no matter what. Just imagine feeling this way in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in our teams so that we're developing our best life. And while we're doing it, we've got people around us that are cheering for us and that have our backs. This is the first spiritual podcast that shows normal people like you and me how to apply the principles of family systems, spirituality, and working with energy to create a sense of closeness and family in your business, on your team, and at home, so that you finally have the support systems in place that creates true and lasting success for you, your family, and your work. This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome and thanks so much for tuning in to the Reimagine Your Family podcast. I'm your host, Trace Hobson, and I want to thank you so much for being here. This is our first episode, and I'm so excited to be able to start to share what me and my family have learned over the last 5 years about how to have conscious conversations with each other and meetings where people actually deepen their relationships in real ways. And we did it all in a family where that was so not happening. In fact, the total opposite was happening. So this is the episode that's here for those that are just diving into this show for the first time. So if that's you, welcome to the first episode of our podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share a little bit about my journey, who I am, why you should listen to this podcast, and some of the most relevant and important things that families who want to be close to each other should be paying attention to, but that in most cases are completely missing. And if you're like me and most of the people that I work with, these principles are not usually what we're taught in our families when we grow up. So the core premise for this podcast is really simple. It's that the success every human being longs for in their lives and in their relationships is not going to happen by doing what we were taught in our families. Real connection with the people we love, along with the ability to have conscious conversations with people and have real meetings, is connected to our ability to be who we are. I believe it's our practice of our authentic presence that is the real work that we're here to do on the planet. Now, there is so many misconceptions that I have struggled with over the years that I'm going to share with you in different ways within this podcast. One of the big ones was that I thought that I had to navigate the problems in my family relationships by myself. Somewhere along the line, a lot of us learned this idea that we need to take care of family problems ourselves, or that somehow we should already know how to do this. But the truth is that it doesn't matter how skilled or trained or competent that we are. When it comes to our families, all of that is out the window. Because we're working with a system of information, not something that is normal or conventional or linear. That's why you can try 100 different things and watch your family return back to the way that they were before you tried those things. It's because of the system that's underneath that. Now, to do something different, we need to learn from others that have gone before us. And to do that, we need to let go of this idea that we are on our own or that we should be. The old proverb says, if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go together. That way you start to learn the real principles that will help you to have practical conversations with your family and meetings that are meaningful so that you can finally have the relational closeness that you really want. Now, if you're like me and the people that I work with, you're probably trying to talk with your family now. You might be trying to talk to your parents or your kids or your grandkids, and you're probably trying really hard to give them the benefit of your years of experience and the hard lessons that you've been through so that they don't have to go through the same things. Does that sound familiar? But the truth is, if we get really honest with ourselves, this never works. I mean, when was the last time that someone tried to give you unsolicited advice where you were open and receptive and said, yeah, please tell me more? Of course, that's not true. And neither are the people that you do this with either. They're just not open. In fact, this always has the opposite effect from what we want. Not only do people not really hear you, but they also end up not wanting to be close to you either. And so they subtly move away from you, either physically or energetically. Now, why do you think that I know all of this? Well, because I did exactly the same things with my family for years. I think that I thought that if I shared with them and talked with them, that this would make a difference in our relationship, but it never did. I think a big mistake that I used to make was thinking that me and my family should already know how to talk and relate with each other, like somehow we should just naturally know how to do that. It was really important for me to learn how to let go of everything that I had been taught, because even though there was a lot there that was definitely good, I didn't have a sound foundation for those good methods and strategies to be on top of, at least not in a way that made a real and lasting difference. The foundation was faulty. The foundation is faulty because most of us somewhere along the line decide that being ourselves is not enough. Now, I don't know what it was like in your family, and it is definitely no one's fault, because what I'm talking about happens generationally, and what my parents were taught and what their parents were taught and what their parents were taught is that who you are is never enough. Now, whether this is subtle or overt, we are taught that we need additives to get through this life. Now, a lot of the time, this is done in really unspoken ways so that we just watch around us in our family for what it is that we need to do to get the approval, the acceptance, and sometimes even the love that we long for. On some level, we decide within ourselves that who we are is just not enough, which is insane because for the 9 months we were growing in our mother's belly, as well as the first few years of our lives, we didn't believe that at all. There was no question about whether or not we were enough because we just knew we were. We were tapped into something that was much, much bigger than just us. I mean, did you create and beat your heart? Did you create and form your brain? Where did all that curiosity and wonder come from in the first few years of your life? I believe that we were connected to a conscious intelligence that was doing all of those things. And no matter what you call that intelligence, it didn't disappear at some point. So what really changed? Well, we started to learn something different from our families. Now, if you want to know whether or not this happened in your life, you can ask a few simple questions. When you made mistakes in your family, did it ever get held against you in subtle ways or in overt ways? Was it all right to be different in your family, or did people expect you to be a certain way? And did you ever feel judged? You see, what happens for most people is that we're in this kind of an environment, and as a little kid, you decide that there must be something wrong with who you are. So you start to perform, and then we keep doing that our whole lives until we become adults and then parents, and then we do exactly the same thing all over again. Now, these things are all done in unspoken ways. Because on the surface, of course, you would ask anybody in your family if there was something wrong with you, and they would say, no, of course not. But that is the internal message that we send to ourselves and we create as small children. And then we repeat it in our lives without being fully aware of it in our relationships with our parents, with our kids, with our grandkids, and even in the world as well. So when you start to experience distance in your relationships with the people you love, or you notice that life is super busy and distracting, or you notice that your family triggers you and just drives you crazy, this is all systemic information that's giving you clues about what to do that will make a real change for you and your family. But the problem is that most of us don't recognize the message. We can't translate it, and we keep trying to do the same things expecting different results. Well, let's change all of that. I believe that it's time for us to break those old attachments and beliefs, because my family and I discovered a way to have real conversations and meetings that are meaningful, and we did that by learning how to listen to the systemic information that I'm describing. You see, it's not what you say, and it's not what you do, and it's definitely not strategy. It's about whether people feel safe enough to really show up and be who they are, and that, my friend, starts with you. Now, I know all of that's probably going to sound a little bit counterintuitive, and it might not totally make sense for you right now. And that's totally fine, because this is totally unconventional. It's about the quality of how we show up with our families, how we create conversations, and how we create meetings that feel safe for everyone and that come from our presence. Because I've seen so many people struggle to find answers to really simple everyday problems that they face as a family, as well as the incredibly difficult problems that most families face in today's world. And what really breaks my heart is when I watch people go to counseling and psychologists and psychiatrists, but then still end up completely disappointed and devastated because they still can't create the conversations that they want to and that will make a real difference in their relationships with the people that they love and they want to feel close to. And it's really not that any of those interventions for families are bad. They aren't. They're incredible. When they create a conscious foundation where people can feel safe as the starting point for those strategies. I really believe that there's a huge gap between what we're taught in counseling offices, professional offices, and schools, and the real world of our day-to-day challenges as families. And if you're like a lot of people, and I used to totally feel this way, you might be looking around the world seeing other families that are having really positive experiences with their families, and then you might think to yourself, this must be because they're doing something that I'm not. They must have a better strategy or method of communication. Or even worse, you might actually think that there's something wrong with you or somebody in your family. But I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not the truth, and another strategy is not where the real solution is. What's going on at a deeper level is that they've been able to figure out how to create moments with other people where everyone feels safe enough to be who they are. Once they have this in place, then all the skills, strategies, and methods are easy and start to produce real changes practically in the conversations and meetings that they're having. Because let's be really honest with ourselves. If it was as simple as solving your family problems by learning skills and tools and strategies, then how come so many people that have done that, and me included, end up still stuck in dysfunction, emotional distance in their families, or completely distracted in busy lives? Now, you might say, well, Trace, that's because they haven't gotten the right help or the best quality interventions. Well, that is a pretty good argument. But I know a lot of people that have done all of those things. They've been committed and diligent and really tried, but been completely disappointed with the way that these interventions did not help their overall family system to heal. So a lot of the time, even though people are doing the right things, they still aren't getting the results that they really want. So there's something else at play here. You see, I like to look at what's going on beneath the surface. I like to look at what's underneath the waterline rather than just what's at the tip of the iceberg so that we can look systemically, because when you do that, I've learned that everything at the surface shifts as a byproduct automatically. Now, another big mistake that people make that really breaks my heart as well is thinking that this is just the way that your family is. I was stuck in this for so long. We can become so discouraged that we resign ourselves to the way that things are, even though we know that this is not the way that our relationships are supposed to be. I mean, do you really think that you're supposed to be distant from your kids, or triggered and irritated by your parents, or so distracted and busy that you have no time for the people in your life? Is that the way that life is really supposed to be? Is that the way that you want your life to be? I mean, I totally get it, because this is the way that I lived for years. I was sick and tired of being disappointed, and I was done with trying to make things different because nothing that I tried worked. So I got busy with life and watched my parents start to fade away, and then I started to see my kids become distant. And the more I watched, the more angry, resentful, and sad that I became. But at that time, I sort of shrugged my shoulders and did the best that I could. The problem is that deep down, we all know that something is wrong. We just don't know what to do about it. I believe that we've lost track of ourselves and what is most important. And I'm here to tell you that this is too important to ignore, because being who you are and working within the family system that you were born into is your birthright. And when you start to pay attention to this, it will begin to heal every area of your life in ways that have eternal and universal implications. All of these things are what we are going to address in this podcast, so that we can do our best to alleviate the suffering that these old beliefs are causing in our lives. Because for years, me and my family suffered because of this, and it wasn't until we started to learn how to work with the principles found in family systems, spirituality, and the ancient wisdom of working with energy that things started to really shift for us. Then we learned to create conversations and meetings that were based on these principles. And as we did, everything started to shift for the system of our family and the relationships that people had within it, so that we were finally able to free ourselves from the past and live our best life in the here and now. So I hope that you can see by now why it is that I started this podcast. And I know that there are a lot of podcasts out there on families and relationships that are incredible. They talk about behaviors and strategies and actions that you can take, and all of those are awesome. I recommend that you listen to as many of them as you can, but that is not what this podcast is about. The things that my family and I share in this podcast will rarely be about a strategic plan. Even though I'm incredibly good at that, and that's something that I teach families, teams, and businesses in my courses and my coaching programs, that's not what this podcast is about. My intention and my family's intention with this podcast is that it would help you to bridge those gaps that I was talking about earlier. We want to show you what we have learned about creating a safe space where you can finally base all of those strategies and techniques on top of the foundation of being who you are and working with the principles of family systems, spirituality, and energy all at the same time. We want this podcast to help you to do your best to be who you are authentically and fully as the starting point for everything else, so that you begin to learn how to take the right kinds of actions within yourself to get the results that you're looking for in your family and the whole system of your life. Because what we've learned is that real changes that are lasting and that make a real difference are the changes that happen inside each of us. We need to let go of the common and conventional beliefs that all of us learned growing up so that we can finally create the kinds of relationships and closeness that we all want with the people that we love. And to do that, we need to develop our practice of presence so that we can begin to shift the whole family system that we're a part of. Because when you do, you're going to discover that it shifts everything else in your life at the same time. So if you're looking for a better way to create closeness and conscious conversations in your life with the people in your family, especially the ones that feel distant or trigger you or that just plain drive you crazy, me and my family know from personal experience that this podcast will help you immensely. And I'm saying this after creating thousands of spaces with people in high stress, high pressure situations all over the world, and after creating a space within what I believe is the toughest one any of us can work within, our own family. Because I'm here to tell you that if our family can do this after everything that we've been through, then anyone can, especially you. Imagine what it would be like to have meetings and conversations with anyone in your family that were meaningful. And imagine if you could do that in a way that was natural and easy. That's exactly what happens when you learn how to create a safe space based on your presence and who you are. Well, that's what this podcast is all about. If this resonates for you, then I invite you to subscribe to the podcast and to also be coachable as you listen to the different ways of being that this podcast is going to offer you. So how do you open up and be coachable, especially when a lot of the time the things that are holding us back are in our blind spots? Well, there are three simple ingredients to being coachable, and it's found in a really simple word called how. The letter H stands for honesty. A key ingredient in being able to have transformation happen from the inside out for you and that will affect your whole family is having self-honesty. And one way to do that is to be curious, to ask questions of yourself that help you to go deeper into what's really going on inside of you, as well as in the relationships in your family. The second letter in the word is O, and O stands for open-mindedness. As you hear things that you've heard before, or you hear things that are brand new, let go of defining those things in any way and be open to whatever is here in the present moment for you as you listen. Because some of the things that you're going to hear might not agree with all that you've been taught or some of the current beliefs that you have either, and that's totally fine. Again, be open and curious to see what might be here for you. Take what you need and then leave the rest. The third letter, W, stands for the word willingness. So as you hear things that you're honestly connecting to, even though you might not always like it, and you're open to the ideas that are presented to you, then the only way this becomes real is if you're willing to take action. You've got to take actions in your real life in real time, because taking a willing action step after hearing something that you've heard on the podcast is the way that real change starts from the inside out. And that is how you start to see systemic changes happen from inside of you. Okay, so with all of that said, why should you be listening to me? Well, first off, you won't just be listening to me. You're going to be listening to me and a multi-generational family because I've included excerpts from our actual family calls so that you get a window into what we're doing and how we're being together, as well as the topics that we're talking about. Secondly, we're also going to bring in guests and experts from different fields so that we can bridge the gap between normal day-to-day life and the expert advice that's out there that will serve us powerfully. You're also going to be learning from me a lot as well because I've been obsessed with working with systems, people, energy, and spirituality ever since I was a small kid. And in my opinion, if you want to see the relationships in your family system shift, it's time for you to become obsessed with this as well. Because when you are, it starts to change the most important areas of your life. This is so important because I believe it's way too easy in our world today to get distracted from the very things that have eternal implications. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. Most of us act and live like we're never going to die. The truth is that most people are so wrapped up in the temporary that they totally miss the eternal. And one thing's for sure, in my opinion, the relationships that we have with people, and especially with our family, creates a ripple effect that we carry from this life. Now, if you want to know if you're distracted, just take a moment and think about this. What will it be like at the end of your life? Are you going to be thinking about the good causes you're a part of, the projects you do, the work you do, how much money you have, or how much you have in the bank? Or will you be thinking about the people that you love? Will you be thinking about the contributions that you've made to their lives and to the world around you? Or will you be feeling regret? I don't want that for you. And the good news is that you have time to do something different. If you're willing to listen with your whole body and start to work with the energy technology that you were born with, everything can begin to change for you. Ever since I was a kid, I felt the energy within the human systems of my life. Whenever I was around people, I could feel the conversation that had no words. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever walked into a room and felt the energy in that room where everyone was saying one thing, but you could feel something else going on inside of you and that room? Well, I remember always being able to feel that and being fascinated and distracted a lot of the time by that energetic information. Now, as I grew up, I also noticed that people often didn't want to talk about that stuff. But again and again, the things that were going on underneath how people were acting were the most important things to notice. In the early years of my childhood, my parents struggled profoundly with addiction and the stress that causes in families. Then as my sister and I grew up in that kind of an environment, we inevitably experienced neglect, abuse, and addictions of our own. Now, later on in life, when we, quote, overcame all of that, end quote, we used conventional methods to help us to be free of a lot of the impacts of growing up in a family like that. But we still noticed big gaps that were affecting our whole family system and the relationships that we had with each other. And I was also noticing this coming out in my work, in my body, and in my relationships with my daughters. Finally, after a huge turning point that me and my family share about in episode 2 of our podcast, everything started to shift for me and my family, as well as the whole system. I realized that real change doesn't just happen in the way that I was taught. Real change that lasts happens from the inside out by working with the whole system of your family. Once I started to work with this with my daughters and in teams and organizations, I decided to take it to the next level and I started to share it in my family of origin 5 years ago. This podcast is the culmination of everything that we've learned together over those last 5 years. Now, I want to be really upfront with you from the beginning. We are not perfect as a family, and we're still practicing every week with what this podcast represents. We're students of life, and we're also students of working systemically in our family system, working with spirituality, and working with the ancient wisdom principles of energy as well. We practice combining all of these in a practice of creating a safe space in the environment that is the most important to us and that can be the most difficult environment as well, our family. And it's our intention to share our practice of this with you in each episode. This is really a passion project for me and my family to be able to share what we've learned so that we can see more and more of a shift in the way that families are showing up with each other. And so that we can help people finally integrate spiritual principles, family systems, and working with energy into the practical results of their conversations and their meetings with each other. Because we believe that when this happens, relationships become meaningful and fulfilling. So whether you're a family that's having a hard time talking to each other because your conversations always seem to end in arguments or fights, or you're in that it's complicated category because you're dealing with more complex problems, this podcast takes a very different approach to serve you powerfully. We are an imperfect, still practicing family of normal, everyday people that are working together through some of the biggest problems and challenges a family can have. People just like you, leading real lives. Imagine what it would be like for you to be able to really talk in your family, no matter what it is that anyone is saying. Imagine what it would be like to have unconditional acceptance and support that helps you to get through any kind of problem and live your best life. Now, just a few years ago, none of the people in my family could have imagined this because at that time, it would have felt completely impossible for us. We were distant, distracted, and we were definitely dysfunctional. We were distant because we were all living in different parts of the world and at different stages of our lives. And we were also distant because there was an emotional distance that had grown throughout the years. And like everybody else in the world, we were definitely distracted because all of us were completely wrapped up in the busyness of our lives. The things on our schedules and on our to-do list were causing us to miss each other over and over again. And we were dysfunctional because none of us knew how to communicate in a way that helped us to connect and feel closeness with each other and have deeper relationships. All of that changed drastically several years ago when, out of desperation to help my daughters, I discovered a way to change our whole family system by working with the principles I mentioned earlier: family systems, spirituality, and energy. And we found that we could finally shift the conversations and meetings we were having from being stressful, disappointing, and filled with regret to being a safe space where people started to really talk about what they needed to talk about and support and accept each other unconditionally. Since then, my family and I have been meeting regularly on our family call to learn how to have conversations and meetings that are meaningful and really matter so that when we get to the end of our lives, none of us is going to have any regrets. And so that before we get to the end of all of this, we also get to feel the joy and happiness of having meaningful and fulfilling relationships with each other. We have truly reimagined our family, and now so can you. The intention of this podcast is to share our conversations and how we've been able to develop a safe space like this so that you can have exactly the same thing happen in your family as well. We believe that this is the most important work that human beings will do while they're on the planet. And it's our intention to support people like you that long for real changes in your relationships so that you can be the change agent within your family system and see the kind of healing and freedom that you and your family deserve. Now, we didn't have this information when we first started out, but now you do. Welcome to the Reimagine Your Family podcast. So thank you so much for being here, and make sure you subscribe so that you get access to all the future interviews that are going to be coming out. And thank you again for listening to episode 1. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, but until then, be well. Hey everybody, Trace Hobson here. And if you are new to our podcast, then you might have missed the opportunity to join our private podcast Facebook group. This is a group that so many of our members are loving. This private community is where you can go to ask deeper questions about the episodes and also receive additional bonus materials for you and your whole family system. This is where we pull back the curtain and show you what we do as a family to create conscious conversations and meaningful meetings so that you can do the exact same thing in your family as well. And we show you how to do it all in the context of working from the inside out of your family system. So click on the Facebook link in the show notes of this episode, and then you'll be able to join the group and receive this incredible resource so that we can get started today.